Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome to the Dirty Lowdown of the Daily Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Along with Pablo Cruz.
Boss gang. Boss gang. So, another wrap-up week here. Jeez Louise, you just can't get this kind of entertainment from TV, let alone the President of the United States, right?
He knows how to... How do I describe it?
Anger people, including you and I. And every other radio show host in the nation, by the looks of it.
Yeah, his teleprompter is letting him down.
Okay, well, welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday here is go over the news of the week that we put on The Daily Drift. You can catch that news at www.thedailydrift.com and get all those links to the stories you need to know, the news you need to know. And let's take care of a little business. Sponsor this half hour will be Sunrise Family Dental Care and All American Smiles. Now, this is my dentist. These guys do a great job. Gals, I guess. One of the doctors is a guy, but the rest of the ladies that work there are all very nice ladies who clean my teeth. And I don't think I've had a, what do we call the?
Bad experience?
I haven't had a tooth issue in a long time because they take such good care of me. No cavities. That's the word I was looking for. Talking about Alzheimer's. I'm losing the word cavity.
Is okay. That gal on the print ad there in the office?
I'm not sure who that lady there on the ad is.
She's but, quite attractive.
I don't know. Why don't you go to one of the four offices in South Lyon, Redford, Howell, or Canton and see if she's actually working there?
She's the receptionist. I'm there.
Well, you can reach the South Lyon office at 248-446-9113. Or the Canton office, 734-981-4909. Or you can go to currentonline.com and look up the ad and do your own bit of homework. But Sunrise Family Dental Care in South Lyon, Canton, Howell, and Redford, great place to get your teeth done. I'm very happy. I've been with them for, 7 or 8 years now. Very happy, very happy. So if you're looking for a new dentist, give them a shot. Okay, so the big news of the week, of course, was... Barack, dear leader Obama, who had to make his disparaging comments about Christians. And I know we've all been pretty angry down here about it, but it leads to something I was thinking of earlier in the week, even before he made these statements. Because, you know, Conspiracy Saturday, it's Gary, this is what I do. I'm not saying he wasn't born in Hawaii, so don't call me a birther. I'm one of those birthers. I do believe he probably was indeed born.
You're saying he was not born in Hawaii?
No.
That's what you said.
Don't twist my words.
I think you said, I'm not saying he was born in Hawaii. Isn't that what you just said? I love it. Because I was going to jump in with, I know, he was born in Indonesia and or Kenya.
No.
Can you be born in both places?
Well, let's step back a minute, because for me, you know, there's no more gamesmanship here. As far as I'm concerned, he's let the cat out of the bag. This man is a Muslim. He's outed himself. But Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim, and I don't care what anybody says. I mean, let's look at the facts, and the facts are as follows. He was born to a Muslim father, right? And in the Muslim world, in the Islamic world, if you are the son of a Muslim, you are a Muslim. Unless you renounce Islam, which puts you in the position of apostate.
And he's done anything but that.
I've never heard it. I don't know that he has. And frankly, sitting in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years doesn't make you a Christian by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, he sat there for 20 years but didn't hear any of it.
He heard the bad parts.
He claims he didn't hear any of that, Reverend Wright's soundbite crap. Remember during the first election?
Well, maybe
that was his way out of that one. I didn't hear any of that.
Maybe he had earplugs in the whole time.
I'm not saying I believe him. It's just this is so preposterous.
Did they have iPods 20 years ago? No, I guess not. So, but so first off, I this has been bothering me all week. So we're going to hit this. We're going to hit it hard because you know what? I'm done. This man is not only a Muslim sympathizer, he's a radical Muslim sympathizer. Now, you can get in on this conversation if you want. 734-822-1600. You can call me up and tell me I'm just whacked out of my mind. But
conspiracy Saturday Gary.
Yes, but I got to be honest with you. You know, born to a Muslim, that makes him to 1.6 billion Muslims on the planet. That makes him a Muslim.
You're saying if you talk like a Muslim, you are a Muslim.
If it quacks like a Muslim, it's a Muslim. So there you go, right? So then his mom divorces the father, which I'm not sure is allowed in Islam. Somebody can call and correct me. And then marries Lolo Satoru, right? And at one point, it was Barry Satoru. He had a name change, or at least on paper somewhere. And he went to Indonesia. Lolo took the wife and Barak, and I think the sister.
Went to school in a madrasa.
And went to school in a madrasa. Now, at that time.
But didn't listen
and,
to
and
any
it's
of
been,
it.
You know,
it's kind of like Bill Clinton. He didn't inhale.
I didn't hear any of that.
That's right.
I didn't hear any of that. He was registered at that school in Indonesia as a Muslim student. Okay? Again, Muslim. And I thought we read, because we did this 3 years ago on this show, that at that time there was something about you had to be a Muslim to do the public schools or something. I can't remember what it was. But either way, he's registered. You can see this online. I'm not making this up. This
like
is not
Dearborn.
Gary. This is a fact. The fact is he was registered at a school as a Muslim student. Okay, that's a fact. Now, his father was lying, maybe? I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, now there's two points that are pretty hard to obfuscate. The man was a Muslim at one point. Okay. Now, let's go to the apostate. If he did, indeed, privately apostate himself from Islam, okay, well, I guess us electing him twice is a good reason for the Muslim world to be mad at us. We elected an apostate as president of our country. Well, no wonder they hate us.
Or maybe they should be cheering for us. Do you think he makes Michelle wear a hijab in the no. private residence?
He's making her wear a burqa to bed at night.
Ooh.
All right, hold on a second. I got to compose myself. I'm going to take a call from Phil in Detroit. Phil, welcome to the show.
Howdy, Gary.
How you doing today?
I'm glad to hear that somebody on the air has got the stones to tell it like it is.
Well, so you agree. I'm not wrong.
And quacks and everything else, man. He is a Muslim. And I've got Muslim neighbors, okay? And some of them even speak English. I've had some good conversations with them. And they told me something that I didn't know until I heard it from them. Yeah, his mama was Muslim, too, because that's the rules, okay? When you marry a woman, I don't care what kind of where she comes from, she's got to convert to Islam. Okay, so his mother was absolutely Muslim too.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that as well. I mean, I'm not an expert. You know, like I've said a million times on this show, I've read the Quran, and I think that was in there as well. But there's no ifs, ands, or buts about those two things. He born to a Muslim father makes you automatically a Muslim. You can apostate yourself when you reach a certain age, but I don't know that Barak has publicly done that.
He's starting to come out of the closet lately, and but anyhow, there's something that Brother Walter called in a couple of weeks ago on your show, and I heard about. Well, I knew about it beforehand, and I'm glad he called. But I thought I'd reiterate what he said about this regular antenna TV station that I pick up in Detroit. It's TCT Network. I get it on channel 18.123 and 4.
Yeah, the station that Walter was talking about. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, that's the one, and it's really revealing. It's really educational. It's what people need to know, and it's easy enough for them to find. And they've got a website too. If you want me to lay
sure,
that
go
out.
Ahead, lay it out there.
Okay, it's www.abn.com.
ABN.com. Okay, that's easy to remember. Okay, I'll have to look that up myself, Phil, and see what's going on. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, that's it. What do you know about the Rams going to Cabela's tomorrow?
Who's going to Cabela's tomorrow?
The Ramsters, folks from WHAM? Because it's the NRA days at Cabela's. You know anything about that?
I do not. I don't know. We'll check with Linda during the break and find out. I don't know about that. Nobody said anything to me, but then again, I'm here once a week.
You might want to mention that as a PSA.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find out, and we'll do that after the break. We're going to go into a break right now. So,
okay,
thanks, Phil. Appreciate the call, and we'll get to John when we come back from the break.
You know, I started apostating when I was about 11, 12 years old.
We'll see you on the other side of the break. Derek, are we ready? Okay, we'll see you on the other side.
Long, your radio is tuned in for the best in talk radio from hosts like Bill Bennett, Stephen Crowder, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, Faerone X, Dana Lesh, and more. But the topical conversation doesn't end on Friday. Wham! Talk 1600 keeps going Saturday and Sunday as well. On Sunday, Reverend LaVon Yule brings you Just Joshua at 8 a.m., followed by Wham! Worship from 9 to 12:30. At 12:30, it's the Ember Wealth Show with Jeffrey Ember. At 2 p.m., don't miss the Firing Line with the Gun Guys. From 3 to 5, Dr. Dave Janda brings you Operation Freedom, followed by Veterans Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. Then, turn it up for the musical side of Wham! At 7 p.m. for the Bone Conduction Music Show with Theyrone X. Weekends at Wham! Weekends at Wham! You don't want to miss them. Don't want to miss them.
I know it's easy to feel out of control, and even easier to tune out the news you need to know. Yes, it seems the world is exploding in violence, our country is falling apart, and our elected leaders do absolutely nothing to stop it. But you're not alone. I'm Gary Wellings, editor of the Daily Drift and the Current Newspaper, where we uphold values of common sense every day. And now you can join in on the conversation by catching the Drift Radio Show every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. here on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Don't give up on bury your head in the sand. Get educated on the political issues that affect you. Stay informed on current events and find ways to make a difference with us every Saturday on The Drift.
That's The Drift Radio Show, heard every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600, Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse. You can also tune in by going to whamradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Geck of the Restorative Wellness Center in Ann Arbor. I want to tell you about an upcoming seminar that will help explain the complex issues surrounding your thyroid and weight loss. 26 million Americans are suffering with thyroid-related symptoms, yet their blood work is normal, and they're still experiencing weight gain, fatigue, thinning hair, brain fog, and hormone problems, just to name a few. This is a massive epidemic, and the sad reality is that thyroid conditions are the most misdiagnosed and mistreated conditions in the United States. Most doctors are running the wrong tests. We use specialized testing like reverse T3 and others that identify thyroid resistance and identify the true cause of these conditions. Our approach is completely unique. We look for the cause and then remove it. What we're teaching is transforming lives every day.
Join Dr. Dan Geck on Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Register now by visiting AnnArborThyroid.com. Once again, that's AnnArborThyroid.com to register or call 734-661-8100. That's 734-661-8100.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, and I've traveled across this country and seen many appliance service facilities, but let me tell you, there aren't many like MasterTech Appliance right here in Ann Arbor. A family-owned business for 28 years with technicians who care and provide first-class service on your major home appliances. Name a high-end appliance today, and I'll bet that MasterTech has been selected by the manufacturer to do the warranty work. That fact alone tells me that MasterTech provides quality service besides all of the residential work they do, MasterTech also services many products for restaurants and commercial buildings, as well as maintenance work for apartment complexes and condominiums. Helping thousands of do-it-yourselfers with parts inventory second to none, they'll give you advice and know-how right at the counter. Stop by MasterTech Appliance Service at 1919 Federal Boulevard off of Stadium between Liberty and Pauline, and see what I mean, or call them at 734-662-0641. That's 662-0641.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of The Drift. And this subject is lighting up the phone lines. So let's take a quick call from John in Farmington Hills. John, welcome to the show.
It's great to talk to you again. How are you doing?
Good, good. What's going on, John?
In audience.
I'm sorry, John. Say that again.
You're talking.
You're breaking up on me, John.
This Obama's gold ring.
What about his gold ring?
Go to Google and just say Obama's gold ring.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
For over 30 years, and it's inscripted. It says Allah is the only God.
Yeah, I've seen that on the internet before. I can't verify because I've never been close enough to the president to see his ring or the inscription upon it.
It's not Infowars.com, is it?
I don't know, but I have heard that before. Yes, you're right, John. Anything else, John?
I think that if there's a version of the Quran that's radicalized and a version that's not, someone should ask the president, based on what we're seeing with people being beheaded and buried and burned alive, which version does he feel it is, and is that radical Islam? Somebody's got to get him to say it. If he can't say it, then he is what you're saying. He is a radical Islamist.
Yeah, well, hopefully more people will start asking, because you know what? It seems pretty obvious to me, and I'm not, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed, but there's only one way to explain him and his administration's handling of these terrorists and why they won't speak out about, out of the words, radical Islamic terrorist. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Let's take a call from Walter. Walter, good to hear from you. Do we got Walter?
Hey, guys.
Hey, there he is.
There you go. What's going on, Walter?
Hey, man, you guys need to be on 3 hours, man. Some of these national radio shows, they need to reduce their hours because, man, some are about to put me to sleep, some of the stuff they talk about.
Thanks, Walter.
And why can't all the good shows like yours, man? I'm becoming real addicted to your show. But, yeah, we're going to touch off on Mr. Liar in Chief again, you know. It's amazing to me how he, first of all, I don't understand how he became a part of that prayer breakfast, you know, but that's something I don't know. But I know there's one thing he talked about in that prayer breakfast was he mentioned the Jim Crow laws that just like the things that they did to blacks with the Jim Crow laws. Don't he know he's the leader of the Jim Crow laws? A party that he's a part of?
Yes, yes, Walter. And everyone seems to forget that. The Democrats were not the ones who were leading that charge for civil rights. They were dragging their feet.
Yeah, they were totally against it. I think over 80% of the Republicans voted for it. And you might as well throw Al Gore's father in there as one of the races that was against it. And so we can give him a couple of new titles. Besides being the worst president ever in the United States, I might as well say the most lionest president. And also, he didn't get his history right about the Crusades. You notice that?
That is correct. That is correct.
And he's the least held accountable president in the history of the United States.
Yeah, then you can add that one to the list, too. Go ahead, Walter. You were going to... I did this. This bothered me so much, I literally cut and pasted the beginning of the history of the Crusades to my Facebook page a couple days ago after he made the speech, because you know what? I'm tired of the lies. Christians did not start the Crusades. The Crusades started as a response to retake Jerusalem and the lands around it after the Muslims conquered it and killed and raped their way into Jerusalem. So it's nonsense for him to blame the Christians for the Crusades. Wrong. That's dead wrong. And people need to understand that. Did you have something you wanted to say about that, Walter? Because I know you're probably pretty read up on it.
Yes, exactly. And yes, we got a lot of people, like I was listening to the Dana show, man. She gave a real good history on it. She comes on, I believe, the same station Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, 6 to 8.
She broke it down. I listened to this one Christian station, well-known in the area. They gave the true history of it. And I'm like, this guy, man, he used every opportunity he can to show his hate toward America and toward Christians, the Jews.
Yeah,
and might as well say he's a hater of the one true God, because that Allah that never existed, who he served. And let's face this. Remember, he said about yes, he's a true Muslim, because one of the sweetest sounds he ever heard was the call to prayer.
Yeah, I remember him saying that as well. Yeah, that's I'm with you. You can call me conspiracy gear if you want, Walter, but you know what? I'm a firm believer that Barack Hussein Obama is indeed a Muslim, and I don't believe that he converted to Christianity. If he did, he used whatever that rule is in Arabic or in Islam to lie and fake becoming Christian so that he could become the president of the United States, maybe. I don't know, or at least a senator.
If Obama was a Christian, you can call every devil around here, every demon in hell, a Christian, because there ain't no difference.
Wow.
The Bible talks about fruit, your character. You know, love, joy, peace. And you can't have an ounce of love if you promote murder and babies. That's one of the things that we know the Democratic Party push on their agenda.
Yeah,
He's the ringleader of that.
That fact alone, I mean, on top of the burning of this pilot, the Jordanian pilot, burning alive of this pilot, what about all the other atrocities that are happening on a daily basis there? The stoning of women, the killing of babies and children. I mean, toddlers, they're killing Christian toddlers. How do you as a human being do that? How do you justify killing a child of that age?
And prisoners of the Iraqi army just lining them up, you know, and shooting them in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no respect for human life whatsoever at any level.
Barack Obama don't show no kind of outrage toward that stuff. He gets on there and say what America expects him to say.
Yeah. You know,
we do not condone these atrocities. Sit down with that boring stuff.
Yeah. You know what really hit me hard, too, was watching King Abdullah stand up and take a stance against us. And he's been hitting them hard ever since this happened, killing the two the two prisoners, the Al-Qaeda prisoners, who are convicted, mind you. He didn't just kill anybody. He picked the two that had been convicted of killing and immediately executed them and then went on the war path. And here's a chance for the United States to... You don't want to put boots on the ground because you're a coward, President Obama. You don't want to put any more arms or planes in the air to help with this. Jordan's willing to do it. Give them the ammunition. Give them the fuel. Give them the spare parts, and if a plane goes down, give them another plane. I'm sure we have plenty of planes to give them, older ones. If you're worried about giving them new technology, give them some of our older planes. But here's a country that is now on the warpath, and they've had it, and they're not going to take it anymore. And they should be the ally that we're saying, all right, we're with you. Tell us what you need. We'll send you all the fuel you need.
And you could embed Army Special Forces, Green Berets with them. That is what their function is to work with foreign powers and direct action type assaults.
I mean,
so you could be calling in airstrikes, being embedded in with Jordanian troops on the ground who, I would think, know the area better than we do.
Absolutely. And we can give them all the satellite coverage they need, all the drone coverage they need. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to do everything with the Jordanians and wipe this cancer from the face of the planet. And that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Barack Obama don't want that because, you know, he want to take up for his Muslim buddies. Every time you hear about the atrocity of American hating Muslim getting blowed up or something, he's probably sitting quietly in that White House crying every time you hear about one of them.
Yeah,
with him. But let me throw this in here real quick.
Go ahead.
Let's not forget about another liar added to the list in the news media this week. I'm pretty sure you guys going to go there.
Brian Williams.
And let's face it, he's one of those TV clowns, one of those news media guys that lied Barack Obama right in office. Mr. Brian Williams.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and his apology was filled with another lie.
Yes. Man, this guy is despicable. I was shocked when I turned that TV on just testing things out. I'm going to see if this kook going to show up on TV. Man, he was on TV the next day. In fact, the same day he got exposed for that. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's what did they do to Dan Rather? They canned him, and yet Brian Williams
eventually
still has a job, and this is even more blatant if you ask me. Well, thanks for the call, Walter. We'll talk to you hopefully again next week.
Yeah, and I want to touch on this when we get back about Brian Williams and his lies.
We will. All right, and Jimmy from Manchester, hang on. We'll get you after the break. We'll see you on the other side.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Ken Stevens. Terrorist supporters living in the U.S. caught sending money and supplies to Iraq and Syria. The story from the Blaze Radio's Brad James.
Six Bosnian natives living in the U.S. have been sending money and military equipment to Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Iraq and Syria, using PayPal to send money and the U.S. Postal Service to send U.S. military uniforms, combat boots, and other tactical military gear, all going to Turkey, then smuggled to the terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The terrorist supporters also using phones and Facebook to send and receive messages using fictitious names and code words. All six being charged with conspiring to provide material support and resources to terrorists, five of them arrested. One of them leaving the U.S. in 2013 and may have been killed fighting.
The parents of a 26-year-old American who ISIS says was killed in an airstrike say they're still hopeful their daughter's alive. The terrorist group says Kayla Jean Mueller of Prescott, Arizona, died in a Jordanian airstrike. The government of Jordan, though, dismissing that statement as criminal propaganda. Vice President Joe Biden saying the U.S. is not trying to destroy Russia's economy. Moscow, though, he says, has to show it's sincere about ending the violence in eastern Ukraine through its actions.
President Putin has to make a simple, stark choice. Get out of Ukraine or face continued isolation and growing economic costs at home.
The Obama administration outlining the president's national security strategy.
National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the media forces the White House to embrace a policy of strategic patience.
We cannot afford to be buffeted by alarmism and a nearly instantaneous news cycle.
The administration's new security outline also says the U.S. is set to lead the international community on gay rights by preventing mass atrocities and discrimination against the LGBT community. I'm Chris Vermilion, The Blaze News.
This is news on The Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Michigan Ability Center, or MAC, is an equine-assisted therapy center with innovative, enjoyable, and rewarding therapy programs that focus on abilities, not disabilities. Programs are customized to achieve goals, improve function, foster pre-vocational skills, promote wellness, enhance self-esteem, and empower children, adolescents, and adults who have physical, mental, emotional, or learning challenges. Year-round services, including therapeutic writing, recreational writing, and equine-facilitated learning and mental health, are provided at a 60-acre historic farm. Equine-assisted therapy benefits clients with physical, mental, emotional, and learning challenges of all ages. MAC's clients range from 2 to 90 years old. Discover the healing and empowering benefits of horsepower and improve your health and well-being as a client or volunteer team member. Donations are also appreciated. The Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor has established a service-oriented satellite at MAC. MAC volunteers have the option of joining this Kiwanis satellite at MAC and benefit from belonging to Kiwanis International. The Michigan Ability Center Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International Center is located at 7286 West Ellsworth Road in Ann Arbor. For more information, call 734-622-9500 or visit Michigan Ability Center.org. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com.
Beginning to feel like a rat in a cage in here. Where's the little lever that I can hit to get something to eat? Start tapping at it.
You know, last segment we were talking about Brian Williams. First, he lied saying he was on the helicopter that was forced to land. Then in his apology, he apologized and said that he was in a helicopter just behind the one that was forced to land, which, first of all, how could you get the two confused for, what, 12 years? It's not like he all of a sudden was asked about it 12 years later and he was confused. He's been saying the same lie all along for 12 years, but then when called out, he lies again saying he was in the helicopter just behind the one that was forced to land. All the guys that were there are saying, no, you weren't. You landed an hour later. You were on another mission. You were at least a half hour in a different direction.
Yeah, how do you
so
miss...
So it's another lie.
Yeah, how do you misremember something like that? It's like you said about Hillary. How do you misremember getting shot? Are you kidding me?
That was exactly where I was going to go with this and say, after I summarize the Brian Williams thing, is that, all right, I know there's a lot of outrage because he is a national journalist that a lot of people watch, listen to, take seriously because he's a national figure. Hillary Clinton, who lied... will probably soon be president.
Let's hope not.
So in a sense, Brian Williams is small potatoes compared to who our next president will be that told, in my mind, a bigger lie and on a grander scale because of who she is.
Yeah.
And she's getting away with it, like we've said a billion times on this show.
Yeah, it's amazing that we as the American public can put up with this. People should, you know what, boycott that station. Stop watching Brian Williams. I never liked him anyways, but well, I don't even watch ABC anymore other than
NBC.
NBC unless I'm just scrolling through because yeah. I force myself to watch a little MSNBC just to get the bile flowing in my system, and then of course I'll do Fox or CNN. But
be outraged about Brian Williams.
Absolutely.
Justifiably so.
Yeah.
However, how is Hillary Clinton let off the hook and it's not even being addressed? It should have forced her into retirement from the political stage at that point in time when she was called out for it. And instead, she's looked at as the savior that's coming.
Do we still have, didn't you have that actual audio of her making that claim? We need to dig that up. We'll dig that up.
I know
we're going to use that ourselves in the next 18 months.
Yeah, we've played it on this show before.
Yeah, so we'll dig that one back up because that's a good one. So won't be able to get to it today, but let's take a call from Jimmy, who's been waiting patiently. Jimmy wants to talk about Prop 1. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing? Keeping in with this lying aspect of it is excellent because this fits right in. Proposal 1. Will basically amend the Constitution, in a nutshell, it's going to amend the Constitution of the state of Michigan. And it's going to allow for 10 laws that the legislature, Senate, and the governor has signed right now that are sitting there inert because they can't enforce them unless Prop 1 passes. And they're being very deceptive when they write the language for the ballot. And Representative Tom McMillan and Adam DeAngeli and some other people have filed some paperwork with the Board of Canvassers and the State Elections Board to get this corrected. Hopefully this gets corrected by the end of the month. But they're basically trying to Gruber us. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're relying on the stupidity of the voter to pass these things because they're going to say, well, if Proposal 1, these taxes go away without telling you that these new taxes will take their place. And and some of them are, you know, one is the 1% or the 16.7% tax increase on sales tax.
Thank you, Jimmy.
7 cents.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, real quick, you've pointed out what I've pointed out before on Linda's show a couple weeks or so ago, is that a lot of people, they don't really think about the math, and they think, well, it's only a 1% increase. It's a, you know, they don't think that much about it. But you're right. From 6 to 7 percentage points, it's a 16.7% increase. It's not a 1% sales tax increase. It's a 1 percentage point increase. That's almost 17% increase in your sales tax. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the other one is that they're not talking about at all is the wholesale gas tax.
Now, everybody thought that that was gone. No, it has been passed and signed, but they can't enforce it without Prop 1. So it's the deception that they're doing on the ballot that is just right in your face. I mean, that is the Affordable Health Care Act all over again, right? You know.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, let me ask you. Do you have an in with Tom McMillan? Because I tried to get him to do some stuff for the newspaper and get him on this radio show before the election when he was running against Bishop in the primary and couldn't get, you know, once again, the GOP amazes me sometimes because they just don't have the ability to market themselves. I mean, who doesn't want to come on the radio and pat themselves on the back for all that they've done? It just astounds me that we can't get these decent conservative Republicans to step up to the plate and market themselves a little bit and speak out a little bit. I mean, that's their job. You know, if you're going to talk the talk, well, then walk the walk as well. So if you have an in with Tom McMillan, tell him to come see Drake and I. He can sit in here in the studio with us and talk about these things, because I'd love nothing better than to have him in here helping spread the truth.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know so much I have an in with McMillan himself, but Adam DeAngeli, the second guy up in that organization, I certainly do. I'm very good friends with him, and I can get at least one of them on there, and both of them know exactly what's going on. They're very intelligent people. I don't know if you know Adam or not, but Adam worked for Terry Benevolio in Washington. He was the chair of the Ron Paul campaign here in Michigan and some other things.
Okay, well, if you can do that for us, Jimmy, that would be wonderful, because we'd like to have a good guest and knowledge, especially as we're getting closer to this the election this spring. So if you could do that for us, that'd be great. I appreciate the call, Jimmy.
Yeah, and this is 10 laws that we're talking about here, 10 tax increases and one of them is for the federal government, which is the worst. It basically has made your registration non-tax deductible at the federal level. Now, it doesn't affect you, maybe, but a trucking company or something like that, a business, it would affect them immensely. You know, they would no longer get that. And whether or not we like it or not, a deduction is if you lose a deduction, that's a tax increase.
Right. Yeah, absolutely it is. Okay, Jimmy, well, thanks. Get hold of either one of those guys and see if you can get them to come sit in the show, sit in the studio with us in the coming weeks, if you would, please.
I certainly will. You have a good day.
Thanks, Jimmy. You too. All right, so before we move on to our next caller, we need to hit this Prop 1 come springtime. You know, I know I'm not as updated on it as I should be, but we're going to, and we're going to get some good guests in here. Because, like you, I wouldn't mind actually going up 1% on my tax. I'd be willing to pay that.
1 percentage point.
1 percentage point. If it was going to the roads. But once again, I think only 40% of the total increase is going to the roads, right?
And when you say going to the roads, how is it going to be spent on the roads? Is it going to be spent in an effective and efficient manner?
Yeah,
or is it going to be just
pothole patching, or are you going to actually fix the road?
And a very sloppy, just repave them, and then we're right back to the same conversation 2 years from now when they're all broken up again.
Yeah, what bothers me most about government, and it's the Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats, stop these comprehensive plans. I want one tax to fix one thing and take the rest of your garbage and put it in a different bill. Stop confusing the issue. Stop trying to pull the wool over our eyes, because that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, we're going to give a little more money to the teachers' unions as part of this road package.
Give me this and I'll give you that.
Yeah. You know what? One thing at a time, and that should be the law, and that should be the way they do it. But they don't. They're all liars. They're all scammers out trying to jack the American tax. I'm all pissed off now.
You're not for a bipartisan and
no
coming across the aisle and...
You know what? There probably would be more bipartisan if it wasn't a confused bill. Put one issue on the docket, debate it, and come to a consensus. And you could probably do that. But when they start throwing all these special interest crap into it, if we're talking about fixing the roads, what has that got to do with the school?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think the bipartisan part, that's part of it. But I think what you're saying is, and this is exactly more to the point, is that it's all about self-interest for particular special interest groups like a teachers union and those that are in bed with them, or in somebody's particular district, they want, you know, a new duck pond.
Right.
You know, in their park or some crap like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bunch of garbage. Let's take a call from Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I called about Michigan GOP chair, but I want to touch on the roads thing because you got me all riled up now, too. you're right. They turned this into a Christmas tree full of ornaments so that the teachers union pushed the kids to help get that passed.
Yes.
Otherwise, it wouldn't pass. $50 million more goes into general fund for them to then waste. The money that goes, supposedly, quote-unquote, roads, goes into the transportation fund, which means some of that money actually goes to further subsidize mass transit. Some goes to landscaping. We don't need more trees and bushes along the roads. We need the potholes filled. Goes to bike paths. We don't need no more bike paths. We need the roads fixed. I support a half a cent increase if it strictly went to fixing the roads, not the transportation fund in general. But overall, we have got to get this party turned around, supporting people who support the conservative Republican platform, and we don't have all these rhinos continually conspiring with the Democrats, and that's why I'm supporting Norm Hughes, who is involved in the Freedom to Work. If it weren't for the grassroots movement, we wouldn't have Right to Work in Michigan.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad you're ticked off, Joe, because we need to be, and you're right. This is what the Republicans and the Democrats have been doing to us for forever. Confusing the issues. I'm willing to pay for the roads. I'll pay more money, but don't throw that garbage into it.
But in a large sense, aren't you already paying for the roads?
Well, of course.
I mean, all this money that we already pay, and if the roads are such a hot button issue and a priority, the money should be there if we would just cut out the garbage that we've been paying for years, decades.
Yeah, the road commissioners, even we've got a, there was a guy on the road commission here in Washtenaw, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head now, but he was a pretty liberal guy, Democrat guy, and he was always complaining, a lot of that gas tax is not going to the roads, and it isn't. A lot of it goes to fund education. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'll pay for education, too. Separate the two so I can see what I'm paying for education. I'll make a decision and vote for that. And then tell me what I'm paying for the roads. I'll make a decision, and I'll vote for that. Don't mix the two. Stop commingling funds. People should go to jail for commingling funds like that.
And that plays into the hands of the teachers' unions again. We just had an election where they were perpetuating the $1 billion in education cuts lie, and now they will concoct the lie again if they see the governor admits he underfunded education because this bill gives $200 more a head per kid to help us fund the underfunded schools that the governor underfunded. And Canada, somebody from Canada hopefully is listening to call in, but their roads aren't this bad. I used to know a lot of Canadians, and a lot of their roads, those contractors are contracted in long term and have to guarantee their workmanship. They build the roads right because they know if it breaks down, they got to fix it at their expense. We got to reform the way we do the roads, eliminate prevailing wage, and all that other crap that pads these costs.
Yeah, yeah, the prevailing wage is a good one too, Joe. I tell you what, that irritates me too. As a taxpayer, I want the biggest bang for my buck that I can get.
Right.
And if you're paying prevailing wage, federal prevailing wage, I'm not getting the biggest bang for my buck.
And wasn't it thought, stupid me, idealistic me, when a Republican, a so-called Republican governor was elected, and you have a Republican state house and Senate, I thought, geez, you know, we're going to be doing more with less, not more with
more.
Yeah, more with a lot more. Yeah. Or maybe a little bit more with a lot more.
About Norm Hughes, we need a Republican chair who's going to fight for the Republican values, even if our elected officials that are quasi-Republican rhinos won't.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I'm going to tell you this. If you have an in with Norm, get hold of him. Tell him to call us. We'll be happy to have him sit down and talk. Give him the whole hour to talk with us about it. And we'll give him as much exposure as we can. Because you know what? Oh. I'm going to hold the Republicans. And I'll say this for Jimmy. I asked him to vote for Rick Snyder. And doggone it, he's as Democrat as we. He's not as bad as Schauer. But you know what? We need to hold Rick Snyder accountable as well.
Yeah, and as far as tax increases go, I mean, on people. I know he got rid of the single business tax and the reform in the corporate tax structure. I get that. I appreciate that. However, it seems like a lot of that was shifted on to individuals like us, and we're always being presented with a new tax increase on top of the tax shift that occurred when they got rid of the single business tax.
Yeah. Well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it. Get hold of Norm for us and let us know, would you?
All right. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on and take a call from Judy, who wants to talk about Selene Rhodes. Judy, welcome to the show.
Hey, actually, what I wanted to talk about is just the taxes and Rhodes kind of overall, not just in Selene, but I mean, what are the things that you expect? What are the top priorities that we expect from state government? We expect good roads, law enforcement. Some people expect education, but the top of the list is roads. So that's what got to be fixed first. And then my contention is, you know, as a homeowner, as a business person, we all have budgets, and we figure out how to live within our means and what things are the most important. Roads, aren't they the most important?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if I would say roads are more important than law enforcement. You know, those are at least equal.
Yeah, but if a cop can't get to me in time because the roads are so bad and the car hit a pothole and the cop's not going to make it to my house to save me, well, then,
But I guess my point is, if we were to look at the budget, we would be heartsick at how many things have nothing to do with those priorities. So before any money is spent on anything else, take care of those things, three things. Those are the things that matter. The other thing is that holding Republicans accountable, I just have to, you know, ask, if you would, keep an eye on Fred Upton. What is up with him? You know, this is a fellow who dictated what sort of light bulbs that we should all use because he's bought into the global warming thing. I have been told that, I don't know what the connection is, but that he has some personal, maybe in family business that is benefits from, light bulbs.
From light bulbs, that's possible. So, I will tell you this about Fred Upton. Now, having gone and lived and went to college out in Kalamazoo, I know the area pretty well. And over the last few years, I've been going out on weekend trips out that way. And Fred Upton is the congressman for that neck of the woods. And you want to talk about a difference in roads from Kalamazoo area to Detroit, you would be astounded. The next time you drive out to Kalamazoo, even if just go out, it's a great town to go for a weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Drive out and drive 94 and US 131, and those intersections from Westnedge, they have those beautiful sound walls all up and down, and they're not just sound walls, they're like artistic sound walls with the decorations. I mean, they spent millions and millions of dollars upgrading 131 and the interchange with 94 there, and it's absolutely astounding how good the roads are there. Because he's forcing money he's doing his job, I guess, for the people out there. Unfortunately, I look at those beautiful sound walls and I think, we can't get the bloody roads fixed in Detroit or in Ann Arbor. Let's fix the highway before we worry about the sound walls.
Hey, Judy may attest to this if you're from the Saline area. Judy, do you drive on Willis Road up to like Moon Road?
On occasion, yes.
I mean, that's always busted up. Right? Oh, when is that ever going to be fixed? For years. It's like Detroit. It's a little slice of Detroit.
Yeah, well, once again,
road-wise,
I think you're right, Judy. The government does not live under the same rules as we do. They don't have to live and look at their budget and live within their means. The rest of us do, but they just look at the budget and say, let's just throw another tax on there. And if we know that people aren't going to like it, well, let's throw a bill. Let's throw an education part component into it. Nobody says no to education. And that way they're pulling the wool over our eyes once again.
And education is just it's a label. Are you getting true education?
No.
And I'm going to give you...
If I could comment on that, the Mackinac Center did a study. And here in Saline, as you may know, we have one of the highest salaries for teachers. I think the average is $90,000. And you know, I can't help but point out that is 9 months of work. I know that this is like touching the third rail, but the Society for Human Resource Management says the average for a professional when you're running a business is 55% to your HR line. And in Michigan, we are putting more like 85%. That means we're leaving 15 cents on the table for everything else that a school requires. And then teachers are sending students home to cash-strapped parents and saying, I need Kleenexes. And those things, I think, if I'm not incorrect, the Michigan Constitution says the schools are to provide the supplies. So anyway, that's, you touched a nerve with me there.
Good. Well, Judy, it's always great to know we have listeners as educated and aware of what's going on as you. So please, make sure you call in again. Love to have your comments.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time.
All right, take care.
Excuse my language here, but I've got to believe that Michigan as a state has got to be in the top five as far as being raped as far as education expenditures and not getting bang for your buck.
We've covered that on this show before. Michigan pays its teachers. We are in that. I won't say the top five, but we're in the top 10, I think, or 15 of teachers' pay in the country, and we're not showing the results of it. You know, I'm a big charter guy. I really am. I believe in charter schools. I believe we should give, you know what? Competition takes care of that. If you've got a bad school district, let them go charter and see what happens. And give that school of choice and those vouchers to whoever.
And also, if you're in a bad or a good school district, work with your kids as a parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big part of it.
I have a friend. She works a full-time job. You know, but she works with her kids, and she's providing these kids with an education they're never going to get in the classroom. These kids will go in there, and they're informed about history, math, and these other, their fellow students look at her, and even the teacher's like, how did you learn that? How do you know that?
Yeah.
Because the parent works with them.
Yeah. You know, it always, when we hear about you've seen the tests, right? You've seen them on Facebook and whatnot. There's the test from, like, the late 1800s that high school kids used to take. It's like college-level work. I mean, we don't teach as well as we used to.
That's right.
And we've got computers, and we've got technology, and we've got blackboards, and busing, and everything else. And we don't teach our kids as well as we did 100 years ago.
Never before has information to educate kids been as abundant and outright free as it is now.
Yes.
To educate your kids, they can be self-taught as well. You know, it's about holding kids accountable and inspiring them so that they're motivated to learn.
Yeah.
Instead of just killing time with social media garbage that's, you know, we don't need to list all that out.
Careful on my Facebook, man. I like my Facebook.
No, that's an educational thing, right? You're posting articles on your Facebook and at thedailydrift.com, which is an educational experience to bring yourself up to speed on current events.
Well, that's a great segue, dude. Very nice.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody puts...
I mean, if kids read that and understood it, that would be a fantastic thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think people need to spend... Obviously, you hit it. The parents aren't spending enough time. My kid brings home some math homework, which I don't know if it's Common Core or what, but however they're teaching math at Plymouth Canton schools is not the way I learned it, you know, and half the time I showed my son the way I learned my math, and he's like, that's so much easier. I'm like, yeah, I don't understand.
Let me give you a quick example. I just sent, as a birthday present, a friend of mine that I mentioned, her 9 years old, sent him a math book of algebra problems, story problems, that are meant for 7th graders, and this kid's excited about this.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? He's excited about learning 7th grade algebra when he's only 9? That's how you need to educate your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Share it with your friends. Share it with me on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook and do your part to stay aware of what's going on. See you next week.
See ya.